of household trash, Bennett told Newsweek. Industrial broiler meat chicken farms are spread around the world, and chickens are also buried at these sites. The significance of the post-mid-20th century chicken is that it is the first really good example we have of what paleontologists call a new morphous species. That is a distinctive kind of skeleton that can be identified as a fossil that appeared in the Anthropocene, that is, post-1950, and in that time became hugely abundant pretty well around the world. In the future, humans will find and use chickens as a marker or index species of our age. The broiler chicken, Bennett says, is now a symbol of how the biosphere is unrecognizable from its pre-human state. Chickens have become the most numerous terrestrial vertebrate species on the planet, and their biology has been shaped by humans, making chicken one of the most striking examples of our age, Bennett said. The dominance is unlikely to last, however. While chicken consumption is very popular right now, a sign of change is the world's largest chicken producers, Tyson Foods and Purdue Farms, are now investing in plant-based proteins, Bennett said. Times are changing, and people are looking for food that is better for the environment as well as their wallet.